WCDB broadcasting for the very first time on program test authorization granted by the Federal Communications Commission to the State University of New York. WCDB's studios are located at the State University of New York at Albany, 1400 Washington Avenue in the city of Albany, New York. Good afternoon. My name is Paul Rosenthal. I'm general manager of this radio station, 91 FM. March 1st, 1978 is the date. Our initial programming, and in just a few minutes, we're going to throw our programming over to our master control studio. Host Jim Saturno will fill out the rest of the afternoon and early evening hours with music. With me right now is a man, probably the man most responsible for this station, certainly the individual who has most to do with getting WCDB on the air. Neil Brown is Dean for Student Affairs for State University of New York at Albany. How you feel?
I feel very proud of you and of your predecessors and of your other students here in this room and have worked on WCDB in its preparation over these last several years, Paul. On behalf of the administration at the University at Albany, we congratulate you. We tell you we're very proud of you and your colleagues. We wish for WCDB a very long and healthy life.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And we extend our thanks to you and the other officials of the university here at Albany and State University Central Administration, who are the licensees of the station and have made it a real possibility. My immediate predecessor is standing right behind me, former general manager Eric Goldstein. And Eric, for the past few years, has performed feats of miraculous proportions in an effort to get an FM radio station on this campus. Eric, sorry you couldn't be standing right here right now, but I'm glad you could join us today.
Well, I'm standing to the left of you, Paul. That's good. I'm very gratified that, there was an old saying when we were first thinking about putting this station on the air. Before this station was on the air, most of the people in this room, most of the people who will staff WCDB, belong to its predecessor organization, which was a carrier current station of the State University at Albany here. And back when we were planning this radio station, there was a sentiment going around that because of various problems that had to be surmounted by people who came before me, and certainly Paul, who's general manager right now, it would not happen within our lifetime. That was the underlying sentiment, but I guess we proved them all wrong, and I'm very pleased to be here. And I've got my car radio all set on 90.9. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, congratulations to you, and you and all of our former executive members certainly have an open invitation to come over to 91FM, and in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure our listeners will be hearing a lot about the history of this station and what it's taken to get 91FM on the air. Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to extend thanks to many dozens of people who helped get this station on the air. A person who's been up literally 24 hours a day for about the last month, would you say? Our chief engineer is Ira Goldstein, and Ira, could you just give our listeners a brief idea of how many people we're talking about that were required to get the station on?
We're talking about six students who helped me, and as well as many, many people down at the ECC, without
Educational Communication
Center here at SUNY Albany, without whose help we wouldn't be where we are today, without a doubt. Especially Jerry Jones of the ECC, probably the most prominent figure that we've mentioned, but I'm going to mention names. I won't go down enumerating people, because I'm bound to leave out somebody and offend their feelings that way.
Okay, well, suffice to say, we're thanking dozens, if not hundreds, of individuals who in the past 10 years have sought to make this station a reality. There are many people within the university itself, notably our Student Affairs Office and our Campus Center Office, who've been absolutely necessary to our existence. So, as you said, we're not going to be able to enumerate all of those people right here on the air, but let it be said that we say thanks to you. Okay, it's time for no more ceremony. It's time for musical programming, the programming that's been designed for the listeners at Albany State University and the rest of the Capital District. Throw the microphone over to Jim Saturno.
And good afternoon. Along the line, we were thinking, what song were we going to start off as the first song
on WCDB in Albany, and we had a lot of suggestions. But when it came down to which song we were actually going to play, we decided it couldn't be anyone else but the Boss.